Here we are. This is Z.
And this is Amy.
You're listening to Curse Words and Crayons presents True Crime. After today, maybe you'll be sure to never accidentally get around to that bestie vacay that you and the girls have been talking about every single time you've gotten together over the past 2 years, okay? I know you've done it. I do it. Every time it's a new excursion that we're going to, we're never going to follow up on it. And this should be the episode that teaches you why. Teaches you why, LOL, these are fictional conversations that we're having for funsies. Because, wow, we have a case for you today, no? But first, a show and tell.
Amazing. So we're continuing with the Casely phone accessory.
Ooh!
Love so much. Yes, I do have a question. You got your Casely case.
And 2 days ago. 2 days ago. I love her. I got the Frida Kahlo set. I always say her name wrong. Don't come at me. I really do like her. But as soon as we hang up, I'm going to be like, this is how you say it correctly.
Yeah.
Kahlo. Frida Kahlo. Thank you. Kahlo, motherfuckers. Anyway, so I got the Frida Kahlo case, and I really like it. And I got the purple one. And there's a bunch of different Frida cases that you can get. Which one did you end up getting? I know Chris got it for a gift for you, but I forgot to ask which one.
Did. So it's just like the Flowery Meadows.
Oh, I almost got that one too, because that one's so
chic. I really like it. Yeah. And I love just like that flowery pattern. And I've been looking at other cases that might go with my power pod, because my pod is the same color, but there are other ones you can mix and match. So typically with the Casely cases, they have a matching power pod that goes on the back, which makes it kind of hard.
You can't see, but I'm just pointing it. Okay. And mine came with a Frida sticker with her eye, with her unibrow. And I put it on there, which I didn't have to, but I love it. And yes, you can get different ones. You could even, if you wanted to, you could get all sorts of different colored cases. And then the little MagSafe charger could be a solid color.
Right.
But I didn't want that.
I didn't either. And the thing I like about the Casely case is that I don't need to switch my case out. It's a sturdy case. It's a good case. I hate taking the case off my phone. We talked about this last time. It feels naked, and I will indefinitely drop it on the floor, and it will crack
in a break.
Right. Mm. So we now both have Casely. We're obsessed with Casely. Well, I have also been on the lookout for something that I can use as a tripod that I don't have to set up a tripod every time. Listen, I know that you can. I know that you can lean stuff against things.
No, it's such a bitch, and my phone's always falling over. But I do have an eye now where I'm like, Roberto, have the family stand here, and I'm going to prop my phone up on this trash can and this transient person at the same time, and we're just going to take a picture right here.
I'm so glad you're using transient people to be the tripod for your phone. But I'm not comfortable with doing that. So
no, you know, no.
Probably not to get that stage.
Yes,
but I've had probably like everybody else every type of phone stand. I've had the tripods. I've had the smaller ones. I have the kind that sit on a desk. I have a million different ones, and last year I bought a flip stick. Now the flip stick, it's kind of flimsy. It's small. It's plastic. It just kind of opens and closes on the back of your phone, but I don't like stuff to be on the back of my phone. Well, they came out with a Flip Stick Pro that is way sturdier, and it has a magnet adapter on it. So all I do is stick it to the back of my phone, and then it is
shut
on there.
The fuck up. And then you can take it off.
You can take it off. And
and it doesn't ruin your phone. And then it's gone forever. Bye, bitch.
And under here is the sticky
part. No, you showed me this last time. I'm less impressed by the sticky part, because she showed me this. The sticky part's amazing. You can actually clean it off, and it'll restick. And it's so fucking cool.
But also with this one, clean it. So like if I wanted to.
Oh, no, there's a loop on it.
There is a loop. If you wanted to keep it on, you have a loop. Like if you were doing a lot of recording and you needed
Oh my gosh, I need this. Okay.
But also,
I'm screaming because I'm so excited. I bought one, but it like forever adheres.
Yeah, see, I don't like that.
I don't want it to, because how am I going to do this? that's the charger, BT Dub's friends. That's the charger right. sound. How am I going to do that? Watch. I'm not.
Yeah, I agree. And I also sometimes want to, like, stick my phone up on my refrigerator because maybe I'm recording something in my kitchen and there's not anything to lean it on.
Have you seen the trends where they do it from the ceiling?
No.
Oh, it's funny and cute sometimes. I mean, it depends on your house. For me personally, out. I'm all about the
aesthetic. Yeah. Right, but who of your house ain't up for it, don't do it.
That's fine, that's fine.
So,
that's okay.
Right, and then it's not for you, and that's okay. I'm in love with this. It soups sticky. It's so great, and it doesn't leave marks on your, like, windows or anything. I stupidly put it on my computer monitor, which was dumb.
I'm like,
why would I do that? But also was smart, but then I'm like, shit, how am I going to get this off? And I pulled it off. And it didn't leave I mean, everything was fine, so I don't recommend doing that forever, but.
Now, is it hard to unadhere?
So you have to pull gently, because it does, it's sticky. It's really sticky, but once you kind of get a corner of it pulled, it pulls pretty easily, but I have never, with this one or my last one, which is just like kind of the flimsier one, I've never had it fall off of anything. Like, it's never fallen down or slipped. So you just have to pull it. And I don't know what kind of voodoo magic they put into this, but it never is not sticky. And if it gets dirty, you can wash it, and it will apparently, like, keep being sticky. I've never had to wash mine, but I also always put the sticker back on. And I know some people don't leave the sticker on, but I'm weird about it. And so
do
I just
it.
Do.
Yeah.
I don't want the germs and, like, the crumbs. And also, maybe you don't live in a house with crumbs everywhere. I do.
Then why
do that.
Are you even listening to us? Like, where are you from? Like, why are
house
you here?
No crumbs. Get out. Just kidding. You can stay, but you can't make fun of my crumbs, okay?
Yeah, maybe don't come to my house, though, because it's not going to be the same.
If the mist online hits that counter, you're going to see all of the stuff that's on there. But yes, so you need one if you do any kind of recording, you do any kind of FaceTiming, if you're not a recording girly and you like to talk to your friends on FaceTime or whatever, I totally recommend. It's a little pricier, but it's about as expensive as a tripod. And you can put
this
in the purse. You have to buy them in two separate pieces. The magnet, I know, which is annoying. The magnet was like $15 and then the thing was like $20.
Okay. That's the price of a phone case.
If you don't want to buy the magnet adapter, you could stick this permanently to your phone. It does have the loop. You could do the thing. I don't like to do that because I want to be able to charge my phone wirelessly because I don't ever know.
And I want to – I had a pop socket for the longest time, and I love the pop sockets, and then I changed to the loopies. And I really love the loopy case, and I think that it's fantastic, but I also, with the loopy case, you cannot attach it to a charger to charge wirelessly. And that's why I have switched to a Casely case. Now, the Casely case has a loop that can go with it, but that loop is black, and therefore it is ugly, and it is not aesthetic, and it will not fit my phone because my phone is purple now, and I am not going to ruin it with a big black bar to go through. Like, I just bought a fucking Frida case. Why am I going to put a big black line through her artwork? That's dumb. So I love this as an option. I think this is fantastic, and I think this is super a great buy. You know what?
It is.
Maybe I will purchase this for Roberto, LOL, as a gift for us to use on vacation.
But it just lives in your drawer because you need to use it. Right, because you're not on vacation at that moment, okay? You
have to. So it just needs to stay at home, like, with the luggage that we would also take on vacation.
Right, exactly. It doesn't get to go with
it. I know you travel for work, Roberto, but, like, you don't have to take it with you. It could just stay here, and I could use it permanently.
I know. I told Chris, ooh, you need a Casely case because this is so nice. And then you always have a charger and you don't have to do it. And he was like, I would lose it in 5 seconds if I had that, which is true because he loses literally everything. And it's the Casely mag thing. It's like $60. It's crazy.
I thought I lost it at dance in the first day, but I didn't.
Let's see. Look.
It was a 2:45 in the morning, woke up in a panic. It was 30 degrees. Yeah. I went outside in my panties to look in my car. It wasn't in my car, BT Dubs. I had to continue to search the inside of my house. But I found it, and I have it, and it is safe, and it still has the Frida sticker on it.
And now you know where it is. So that's great. I gotta love those.
You know, Tile.
Panics in the middle of the night. Love
you
it.
You know, Tile comes out with stickers now, and I've been thinking maybe I should
Okay.
Maybe that's going to be our next product rec, because I lose my wallet daily, all the time.
I had to buy a new one. My mom finally got me one because I'd been 3 years without a wallet, because where did that other one go? I don't know, but it had gift cards in it. So that sucks.
Find it. See, that's my thing. I'm going to find it, though.
I'm certainly going to find it. It's only been 4.5 years. It's somewhere. We lived in this house then, so it's got to be here.
You're going to find it wedged underneath a piece of furniture or something one day. I don't think I'm ever going to find it. Probably not. It's probably, like, stolen, or you threw it away. Milo throws everything away.
I bet I threw it in the trash on accident.
I bet you did. Yeah, I love tile, but, of course, it's hard because they're too thick. Like, you can't attach them to flat things, but you could attach a sticker.
But how ugly is the sticker? And will the sticker work on the Casely? And do I want the sticker on the Casely, or is it going to fit the ugly side?
Can I hide it under the case or whatever?
Because if so, then yeah, I'll put a tile on
it.
Shit.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Okay. So, Flipstick, get yourself one. Do it. Are we ready to dive into this case?
We should probably true crime. Okay. Let's get into it. Yeah. Okay. So, in 2014, 22-year-old Lisanne Frum and 21-year-old Chris Kremers decide to travel from their homeland in the Netherlands to the lush tropics of Panama. I want to go to Panama. This is on my, like, to travel.
Not anymore, I don't.
Oh, I still do. Okay. So they go to volunteer at a local school for 6 weeks together. But their trip had barely started when it ended abruptly. The two Dutch women went hiking. They never made it home. To this day, no one is sure about exactly what happened, and there are a ton of different theories that have been developed based on the sinister findings, which include a phone. Not a phone, but a camera with photos. Yeah. Like a lot of photos. From days and days after they went missing. Yeah. Were they alive? Were they not alive? Was that then that took the photos? What photos were they? We're going to talk all about that today. I'm excited about this one. And also, it's the worst.
I mean, missing cases, I love them, right? I love them and I hate them. Love to speculate wildly.
Oh,
that's
all
our
about
thing.
The speculating.
That is our motto around here. But I hate where there isn't closure. So we'll go through the whole case. But just missing people, when you don't know what happened, it leaves so much. But proceed. I'm ready to hear.
The duo arrive in mid-March, March 14th, to be exact. That's like spring break. Anyways, so they learn that they're too early to begin their program, which is such a weird miscommunication, too. This was all done electronically. And in this day and age, we all have Google Translate.
It wasn't. In the 70s, where they're writing back and forth. Yeah, this is like, that should not have been, to me, it seems like it should not have been a miscommunication, but.
Also, you know, they're young children, so what side was the miscommunication on? Okay, obviously, we're saying it on the side that it's the other people's miscommunication, not the Dutch girls.
You're right.
But
it would have totally been the girls.
Regardless.
Because God knows that was me when I was
so. Yes. So they show up too early. They get in touch with a couple of people, and they say that it's going to be a couple of days before everything starts. So they decide to go on a hike. It also seems like the girls had the same inclination. Like, this is weird, but they decide to make the best of it. However, they describe the miscommunication, Chris did, in her diary as rude and not at all friendly. And she said, tomorrow they will try to get a hold of the head teacher. And it was a real disappointment. But like I said, they're going to go on a hike anyways. It's gorgeous. They were staying at a local family's house with a pet dog named Azul. So sweet. And they took the dog along with them. They had planned to go for a bigger hike, I guess like day three. Okay, but this is day two, and they decide, okay, well, we're going to go on, like, this little local stretch. It's, like, a 4 or 5 mile stretch. Tourists go in it all the time, apparently. Occasionally, very, very, very occasionally, they got lost, but nobody ever didn't find their way back within the same day. So it was, like, basically, you could meander around all day, but, like, there's no way you're not going to find your way back. essentially. So they decide to go on this smaller trail. This is day two. They took the dog along with them. And, yeah, it's supposed to be totally doable. Just a Norm's cash day.
You will not find me hiking in someone's backyard. That's no thank you. I'm not going to do that.
I am that crazy person where I will look for the trails and stuff. We went to Yellowstone. I found trails in Yellowstone to run. We went, like, we've gone to California, and I've ran around the airport. Shout out to California. It's not very safe near the LAX airport. I don't know if you've been.
I
went at night because I'm stupid. I don't know. Like, I just sometimes you don't always make the best decisions, especially
sure.
if you think that it's in your wheelhouse of things to do. So I'm a runner, so I think that anywhere I go, any trail is going to be fine for me to run kind of situation, right? So I would do
but
it. I 100% would go to Colorado right now, stay at an Airbnb, and take a hike from that Airbnb. You're telling me that you're not going to do that?
I think it would depend on where I was. So number one,
but Panama's so scenic.
Right, but it's not very safe. Like, yes, it's scenic.
Fair enough.
But
they're stupid because they're young, so
they
think that they're invincible.
But also coming, being young and coming from the Netherlands, yeah, you could probably do that shit in the Netherlands. Like,
oh yeah,
go ahead, have fun. But you're in Panama, so I guess what is weird to me is that the host family didn't, yes, they're like, no, it's fine, but I don't know. I feel like if I was the host parent, which nobody wants me to be their host parent because I would be overbearing, I would be like, I don't know, maybe you should wait until you go with a tour guide. I don't know.
Oh, I 100% would, and I'd be like, yo, do you want to borrow some sunscreen? Do you need to take some water with you? Like, do you want me
right.
to pack you a sandwich?
Yeah.
I'll be here if you need anything. Dinner will be ready when the sun comes down, if you're not down by the time the sun comes down. Like, but these were not grown women, but these were like women.
They were women.
Yeah, they're grown women.
So yeah, I don't know that I would do that. I think it would have to depend. Like if I was in Yellowstone, like those are, yes, there's like some places that aren't marked, but like there's probably
where do you think they kill people? Definitely Yellowstone, Amy.
Yeah.
They could throw my body in one of those little fucking blah, 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 never to be seen again.
It's true.
Hot springs.
Oh, a hot spring, yes. No thanks.
See, my that thing.
Yeah, those little blah, 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 things. This is why I don't ever leave the house. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. I think if I was 22, maybe yes. Maybe yes, I would go hiking and do those things. Now that I'm older and I'm like, I need comfort. I don't know that I would do that. Unless
my dumbass would still 100% go on hikes because when we were in Hawaii, I looked up all different hikes to go on. And I know that's like a safer area, but I would never willingly travel to an area that I felt was unsafe for me.
Right.
So they obviously felt safe enough to be there.
They're young.
And so did their parents.
And also parents, I think, because they might, I don't know. I think there's a lot of, there's a lot of things I could say that's like, well, they shouldn't have done that. And like, who knows? I could totally have done the same thing. It just, it makes me nervous. It sounds like the area that they were in is kind of like, it's not really like hiking, but like it's hiking. Like you can go in, but there's not like trails. Like you can go, but I don't know. I don't know. But the host family knew that the girls planned to do the hike. They expected to see them back within like 5 or 6 hours. So they knew kind of how long they were supposed to be gone. We are happy that they followed the rules. They said,
that's
hey,
the number one rule.
Thing. Number one, yeah. Tell somebody where you're going. So I think that is so great. Let people know. Here's the timeline. This is where I'm headed. Remember to do that. But in this case, they don't ever return. The host family contacted Lisanne's mother in the Netherlands asking if they had heard from her, and they said that they had not. So the host family is worried, but they're also thinking that maybe they're just out having fun. These girls are like, they're on vacation. They're there to volunteer, but like they're also on vacation. So yeah, maybe
they just thought that they found somebody on the trail to take their panties off for. I guess at 21, or 22, I don't care about the like odor and moisture coming off my undercarriage after hiking for a day. But I'm telling you right now, as a 35-year-old woman, I would like to have like a, like, can I spritz myself off first? It just smell less like armpits because that would probably make
me
joy.
But if you're coming across somebody else in the woods, they're also going to smell.
Let's freak a leak.
Go for it. So they were worried, but not super worried. They opted to not let the police know, which please don't do that. Please call the police, okay? If you're nervous and you've sent these girls out into the great unknown, like, let's maybe let the police know, hey, this has happened. If nothing else, to give yourself a little bit of a, like, alibi. Like, it wasn't me. I've called the police. I've done my business.
Exactly.
But they don't call the police. They're like, we're just going to not. I mean, it could have saved, maybe it could have saved their lives. Maybe it could, again, speculate. Who knows? What's to say? Would you have called
the
police? I would.
Yeah, you don't know them. And they're, like, not minors in your care, but they're minors in your care, and they don't come home for dinner? No, 100%. I'm calling cops. And I'm also going to tell you as you're leaving my house, chicas, have so much fun. If you just plan on getting super rowdy, I want to be the cool parent, right? My kid's 5, so I can pretend.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So if you guys want to get super rowdy, no big deal. Just send me a little texty text, and I won't worry about you. But if your house isn't home by 7 p.m. when I'm serving up dinner, like if you're not home to go to bed, if you're not home by midnight and you left in the daylight hours. Now, if you're not home by midnight, but you left at like 8 p.m., I'm not going to know. Not until the next morning. Mm-hmm. Not until, I don't know, maybe 8 a.m. Maybe noon even. You know? Okay, right, I get
they've
that.
They've been gone all day. So
yeah, they left in the daytime. So yeah, I think I would have called the cops because they left in the daytime and it would seem like there was no drinking involved. So not that should
matter.
Not
like they came off with like a backpack of like booze, you know, like
and then fell asleep in the woods to like sleep it off before they like hike their asses back home. Like fine, you do you. That's wonderful. This doesn't seem like that case.
Right. Yeah, I agree. So the next morning, Lisanne and Chris are still missing, and people started to really panic about their well-being, which I would have already been panicked, but I get it. Remember that they were supposed to take a hike the next day. So they had a tour guide that was going to take them on this hike. The tour guide arrived. The girls were nowhere to be found. They missed their check-in call with their families. So now the host family finally calls the authorities. So
but
now
this
the
is like midday the next day.
Yeah, or at least like mid-morning, because I mean they're going on a hike, so they probably left like earlier in the day, but still they've now nobody's checked in with parents. The tour guide shows up and they didn't cancel it.
And you don't know what kind of characters these people are, so they 100% should have called the night before.
Yeah,
because you don't know if it's within their characteristics to like go out to the clubs after all day of hiking,
right? Or maybe they're like really dumb and like they can't find themselves up. I mean, I have a terrible sense of direction, so I would.
Ugh, me too. Please don't drop me off anywhere weird. I'll never find my way back.
I would want my host family to know, like, hey, I am kind of dumb when it comes to maps, so maybe look for me if I don't come back. But also, they could be like expert campers and they could be really great at it, so who knows? I just think they also could have fallen. You could be the best hiker in the world and fall and break your ankle, and they finally call the police.
A small search party was organized, and their route was mapped. The only contact made was with a local innkeeper who remembered them asking for directions, and he advised them to take a taxi back to town. So when no progress was made, both of the girls' families flew to Panama along with Dutch special units. And after 10 days of searching and offering $30,000 worth of rewards, they still had nothing. As days passed and bled into weeks, different theories began to emerge as they do, right?
Right.
So there was no sign of the girls, dead or alive, on the mountain. And people started to whisper that they were victims of a crime in town, which, duh, that's what we would all fucking think. Like, we don't see them. They're dead and somebody fucking killed them. Yeah. Or they're keeping them in their, like, pleasure basement portion of their home. And either of those things, I would rather die than be kept in somebody's basement. That's just a me thing, you know. It's a no for me. So regardless, just fucking shoot me. After 10 days of intensive searching, the efforts eventually scaled down. The hunt still continued for about 10 weeks, and a hopeful discovery was made. A local woman from the tribe nearby discovered a strange blue backpack along the bank of a river more than 90 miles from the host family's house. So 90 miles, that's a lot, okay? That is more than three marathons. That's like 30 hours of running.
Running.
30 hours of running away from the house. I would assume that would be about 60 to 75 hours of walking.
Yeah, depending on how fast you're walking, how the terrain is, and
if you're ever taking a break.
Yeah.
Yes, which then it would be more than 70.
For sure.
Hours. But anyway, so that's just like in runner math, I can do that in my head. That's a long way away.
So long.
They find the backpack, and inside they discover a pair of sunglasses, money, two bras, Lisanne's passport, a water bottle, two cell phones, and a camera. So the digital items in particular have a lot of insight to the mysterious moments that happened in the couple of days that they went missing. But rather than provide any answers, they really just raised more questions because it was a lot of what the fuck is happening, okay? So they took a closer look at the cell phones and the puzzle pieces started to fall into place. The call record showed that both the girls had called 112, which is the emergency numbers for the Netherlands. They also repeatedly called 911, which is the emergency center for like us here in the United States. I don't know what Panama's is, but they were trying to contact emergency service.
Something was happening. They couldn't get a hold of people and they started to panic.
And they couldn't think of even a 3-digit number. So that's alarming.
Right.
I mean, it is. It is because like, so this is like a note for me. When we go places, I should know the emergency number. Like, do I know the emergency number in Mexico? No, we own a house there. Why don't I know that? Like,
yeah.
I should be better. I should be on this. You should be too. We should all be better. When we're going to visit a different country, anything like that, we should know the emergency number. So this is like, that's number one in my head right now. I need to learn some emergency
numbers. Let's make that a part of our checklist, okay?
We need more emotional baggage, and so you're welcome. You're welcome. Now you have this to be anxious about, too. Anyways.
Gotta worry about something, okay?
Exactly. If you worry about something, then you can worry about nothing. Just kidding. It's everything.
Not me.
So they made their first emergency call about a few hours after they left for the hike, and there was a bad signal in the forest. It prevented any of these calls from going through. Mm. Only one call managed to connect, but it dropped 2 seconds later, which isn't enough to track people I have seen on documentaries.
Yes.
So eventually Chris's phone locked after someone tried to enter the wrong PIN several times, and then both of them dropped off the grids entirely. The last time either phone was registered as being online was on April 11th, and police determined that at least one of the girls had managed to survive for 5 days after going missing due to the different like time stamps, the different photos that they found on the camera. 5 days.
Yeah, I think it was the photos that kind of led to the best timeline, because with, like Z was saying, there was no reception. So it was really hard for them
to get
things
for the cell phones. Well, and you can't tell who makes the phone call. I could tell you that I made the call all day long, but was it Roberto calling himself repeatedly and pretending like I wasn't dead? Maybe it was.
Right.
Look into him.
Roberto, thanks a lot. Also, so there was also a camera in the backpack, and the girls had captured more than 100 photographs on the camera. This part, it eats
so creepy,
so bad. The shots started off normal tourist pictures, you know, pictures by the trees and smiles and poses and all the things. They quickly transformed into sinister and bizarre pictures. There was even a shot of Chris's concerned face around the time of placing the emergency calls. Towards the end of the library of images, random objects were captured on the device, such as a stick with plastic, canyons, and a bridge. Of the many pictures that were taken on the camera, at least 90 were taken after April 8th, starting at 1 a.m. At one point, a series of flash photographs were taken with 2-minute intervals, none of which seemed to show anything specific. Some people believe that the shots were taken, that the clear shots were taken with steady hands as a way of marking a trail, so maybe after they had gotten lost. Others believe the camera flash was used as a light source to scare away wild animals. More dramatic experts speculate that neither Chris or Lisanne took the photos, and that the shots were captured by someone who had abducted the women.
What do you think?
I think it could be a combination of both of those things. The only thing that makes me feel like it's somebody else is the amount of times that somebody tried to get into that one phone, unless it was the other one who was dead. And so, like, if it was Chris's phone, if it was Lisanne that was still alive and she was trying to figure out what the code was, because I don't know the codes to my friends' phones, that there's another thing you need to
do. But their face. Oh, in 2014, it wasn't.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been a face thing. Yeah, you would need their actual code. But also, I mean, I guess it was. You would have, like, a code that would lock it. But so that to me feels like there was somebody else there. What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think that it would have been incredibly stupid for them to use their phone to scare away animals or the camera. Like, whatever the case may be, I'm not saying that their logic wasn't all the way there. I'm just saying that you, listener, and Amy and I, now we know better. Right. Don't use your, like, one source of documentation to be to scare away, like, rats in the woods.
Right. And if you're scared and in the dark, or maybe they were trying to
locate a person. The camera, if anything, and this is why I don't turn the light on when I pee in the middle of the night. The camera, if anything, is going to ruin your night eyes.
Yeah, your night vision.
And you're not going to see anything for minutes.
So
it might really fuck up whoever you're, like, picturing, whatever you're picturing. It also might really fuck your eyes up, so they could get you. I feel like if they didn't capture anybody in the pictures, I don't think they were murdered.
I don't know.
Because why was the camera left behind?
Well, and that's the other question, is they found the backpack with the money, and it was Bigfoot. It was those
tall
aliens that are in the Miami Mall.
They're working together. Nessie, Bigfoot, the aliens, they're out to get us, friends, and fucking
I do think
out.
If they had been abducted, they would have taken their money, and probably also their stuff on them,
their camera,
like,
because that's evidence. Like, get out
evidence
of here.
And also, they could probably get money from it if that was their angle. They could probably also get cash for those things. They are unsure who took the pictures, whether it was them or whether it was somebody who abducted them. All the photographs have only been shared with select individuals. So the family of the girls specifically requested that the photographs be kept away from the public eye, as the images expose them in a vulnerable state, which, thankful for that. They deserve that. I think it's really hard, especially in today's day and age, where literally you capture videos, TikToks of people that are in really emotional states, and, like, that lives forever. And so I think that's really hard, especially if it's if they're not around to give consent for that to be happening. So I am glad that the parents kind of stood up and said, don't do that. But the other side of me really wants to see those pictures. But unfortunately, both a Panama-based TV program and a Dutch production accidentally leaked some of the photos, giving people the opportunity to add their own speculative theories. But most were able to keep the pictures pretty private. So some got leaked, but not all. So they went searching for the girls around where they had found the backpack. And surprise, surprise, they have a lead. About a half a mile from the backpack. Now, remember, this is 90 miles from where they were. About a half a mile from the location of the backpack, police found something truly bizarre. Along the water's edge, Chris's clothing was found neatly folded and placed on a rock. Nearby authorities made another heartbreaking discovery, a nearby boot with a human foot still inside. They quickly uncovered up to 33 skeletal fragments as well as bits of skin. DNA testing proved that the remains belonged to Chris Kremer and Lisanne Fromm. The folding of the clothes.
Somebody took her clothes off. Or she did. But, like, why?
Why fold it?
Like, but folding then, to me, like, indicates, like, a lot of care.
But then why do a lot of things when you're, like, so strung out and anxious? I wish I could tell people why I did things sometimes, but in the moment that felt very logical.
Like, maybe that was her way of controlling, like, what she could at the moment.
This makes me think serial killer, though. Like, you know, these details.
Like, ritual type of thing, yeah.
Well, the folding of the clothes.
Well, the folding of the clothes, the placing of the, like, the leaving the camera and the, you know, like, there was a specific, what, if it was a killer, there was a specific purpose, and it wasn't money, and it wasn't to take their things. It was to murder.
Yeah, this doesn't even seem like it's sexual assault, because then they would have abducted them and kept them as their playthings for a while.
Right.
So all this to say, there's no inclination of how the girls died, and the only evidence of injury was from broken foot bones. And I'm just here to say, I don't think they died because their feet were broken. But then also, what, just one broken foot, multiple broken feet? That's... And why didn't one of them go for help?
Just a foot in it? Like... Where's the rest of her?
It's a thing. So after looking closer at the bones, it was determined that there was no obvious evidence other than a broken foot of why they died. And it was very concerning because some of Chris's bones appeared to be bleached. While Lisanne's bones still had flesh attached, Chris's bones were clean. And the weather conditions could not have caused that. People believed that it was done with chemicals. And it was later determined to be phosphorus or lime.
Just what you use to break down bodies, right? Lime?
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. A later investigation led to the interview of potential suspects, including two Dutchmen and the host family. So they investigated, which, thank God, investigated the host family, right? So they investigated Seriously. The host family, and they found that all of the girls' belongings were still at the house, and they didn't find anything else amiss. They then realized that Chris and Lisanne had met up with two young men before they went missing, and that they had shared brunch with these two Dutch young men, which, lol, why? Branch out, friends. Branch out. Find you a Mexican to marry them, right? Okay, so on their final day before going missing, this is when they had met these Dutch men, but nothing ever came of these clues. The case dragged on for more than a year as investigators studied the evidence and various findings, and in the end, they determined that the girls had suffered from an accident while exploring along the trail. They then got lost and died near the river. Based on the photographs and attempts at reaching emergency services, authorities speculate that Chris suffered an injury, and then the pair got lost in the dark. And Lisanne tried to escape the forest, but didn't get far. So that's the, like, that's what they say happened. But, like, what about the bleached bones? What animal did that?
The bleached bones, the folding of the clothes, the odd pictures... There's just a lot of strange things.
Okay, but the camera for me is an evidence away from a murderer, not towards murderer. Because why would a murderer leave behind a camera?
What if it was one of them? Like, what if they got in a fight?
Yeah.
Over the Dutch boys.
But then how did they both die? They just sustained injuries and, like, neither one could...
Well, what I don't understand, too, is that they said that Lisanne tried to escape, but didn't get far. They were 90 miles from where they were. Like, they got pretty far. Like, they didn't get out. They didn't get out of the woods.
How
but
did
they
did
get
far
far
in one day? So for See, 5 days, they just continued to keep going? Because how many days did I say it would have taken? 3?
3 days.
So yeah. A very leisurely, like, there's mountains, there's stuff between us. That's 5 days. So they took all 5 days to get those 90 miles.
Or they were, they were at some point in town because they saw an innkeeper some place where there were people. What if they did pick up a ride from somebody, they picked up a ride from the wrong person. Then they said, let me out. I want to get out. You're creeping
me out. And they said, broken feet and dead.
either that or they got out to run, and that's when the accident happened, was as they were trying to run away.
You jump out of the car and you break your ankles.
Ooh, you could break a foot doing that.
Oh, Amy, I feel like
there's so many possibilities, right? Like, because 90 miles, I feel like if I am
so
granted,
far,
they could have gotten turned around. But why am I going to keep going 90 miles in the other direction? Like, I'm going to want to figure out how to get back.
Drive in your car. It's 60 miles an hour. Because that's math.
That's on a flat road, though. Like, that. This hey. Is, there's no way that this is just, Panama's not known
and
for
its flat.
They're
not driving.
Right, and they're walking with, like, a backpack, and they haven't eaten. And even if they had a water bottle, they couldn't have had that much more water. Like, they're dehydrated. They're exhausted. They might have had snacks, but not enough to sustain them for very long. They weren't planning. They were only planning on being gone for an afternoon. It's not like they had all the stuff that they needed.
Well, look at that, friends.
Ugh, is there anything more terrifying than being lost in the woods in the dark?
I am never going on a girl's trip.
Okay, so here's the thing.
I know you go on a girl's
trip. You can go on it, but don't go on a girl's trip to volunteer, okay? Go on a girl's trip to drink mimosas and eat charcuterie. You don't go on a girl's trip to volunteer in Panama because... you're going to get murdered. No, that's not what happens. Please
be
volunteer.
Selfish.
Time.
No,
be
don't
selfish.
Do it.
Go with your friends. Get a hotel. Don't stay in somebody's house. I'm not all about that. Go.
Stay at people's houses. Sometimes people stay in our house, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? And why did you not get a hotel? You fucking cheap ass. I don't want you staying here, and I don't know why you want to stay here either.
Because I'm going to reach a point in the day where I need you to walk away from me.
Unless you're a family member.
Even still, I need to walk away from you. But, like, I feel like even when my parents, because, like, we don't have a lot of people that come and stay with us, but, like, even when my parents come, we still have, like, okay, we've had enough togetherness time, like, I'm going to go in here and you're going to go in here, we're all going to be on our phones or whatever.
Or sometimes we'll go to visit the Tias and I'm like, yeah, but where can I go to get away from you?
Right, where can I just take a break? Can
I just need 45 minutes to myself? Where you're not going to look at me and I don't have to pretend to smile at the fucking wall over nothing because my face just looks like this, Tia. Sorry.
I know. Why are you mad? Why? This is my face, okay? It looks like this
I am
all the time.
Unbothered, and this is how I look.
In the words of Milo, I don't have to look majestic all of the time. Oh, that's what he told me the other day. So I was like, can you brush your hair? And he said, I don't need to look majestic all the time. I said, there is a far difference between brushing your hair and being majestic. Can you please just brush your hair? Thank you so much.
Did he brush his hair, though, or was that like the way? Okay.
Now he calls it his majestic look. And I'm like, okay, if that makes you brush your hair, I don't care.
Yeah, whatever. Do you need, you know what? So when Roberto was living in Guatemala, he made the stuff called Gorilla Snot, and it's for your hair. What if you made him like a special hair gel that's called Gorilla Snot? What if you made it something so fucking stupid and silly?
He would love that shit.
He
loves gross stuff.
You could put whatever you wanted in there. Like, it could be a mix of, like, water and gel. It doesn't matter. You can put it in a spray bottle with, like, a really cool sticker on it.
Oh, man, you're on to something. That's a great idea. We're going to do that. But first, we're going to wrap up this case before we do that. We don't know what happened. I'm glad the families at least had a sense of closure. They at least found their bodies. I mean, when it's a missing person case and you don't know what happened, that's bad enough. But when you don't have any kind of, like, there's still an inkling of a thought that they could be alive out there. That is the worst. So thank you for joining us. We are so grateful for this community. Find us on all the things. And for the love of all that is holy, do not go hiking in the woods when you're unfamiliar with the territory. Goodbye.
Bye.